You mentioned getting in line. Is there enough vaccine for H1N1 for everyone in America that needs it?
We believe that there'll be enough vaccine starting in about middle of October. About 45 million doses will be initially available for those who want to have a vaccine. Like seasonal influenza, this is a voluntary vaccine program. So we believe that with the initial 45 million and then follow-on distributions in the days and weeks that follow and months that follow, that everybody who wants a vaccine should be able to get one.
I know that the CDC works in cooperation with city, county, and state health departments on something like this. I'm just curious, you know, what some of these other agencies are doing in preparation for the fear of a pandemic.
It's not the fear of a pandemic. We already have a pandemic. It's getting ready at all levels has been a top priority at all levels of government. As you know, the president called for a flu summit, if you would, in the early days of July, and three cabinet secretaries got together along with hundreds of people at state and local and federal levels to begin their plans if they already hadn't. And I think we're seeing now with the beginning of schools, some people becoming ill in school settings and college and universities, we're seeing the execution of well-laid and planned scenarios to take care of sick people and to keep healthy people healthy.
The last time I remember the country getting this excited about swine flu, Gerald Ford was president. I recall lining up at a shopping center and getting a free shot for the swine flu. Are we going to see something of that level again?
What we will see will be a combination of things. We've been effectively distributing flu vaccines through primary care providers, different scenarios for decades. And so we're going to see a combination of vaccine distributed initially to all the states on a prorated basis, so that if 4% of the population lives in a particular state, that's how much of the initial vaccine they'll get. And various states and cities, depending on the population, will adapt and employ different scenarios. So the first and foremost thing that people can do to find out about vaccines in their area is to contact their primary care provider. And certainly when H1N1 vaccine becomes available, people are going to know about any public offerings or in a community setting, in addition to in their physician setting.